Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's worth watching this weekend? Only one person can tell us. It's Keira Kay. She's Keira Kay. Here comes Keira Kay. I'm out of breath. I'm so sorry, JP. I let you down.
Well, you're pretty sick.
I'm sorry I couldn't.
It was a bit lackluster.
Keira, Keira.
I don't need you
coming in here.
Keira, don't.
I don't need you coming in here.
With all my negativity.
Like Glenn Goodman with your paddle. Judging me.
If I had a paddle, I'd probably say 5.
The 5's pretty good for me. For this radio performance?
Well, but out of 10.
I am. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Not 5 out of 5.
I've never gotten more than a 5 in my entire radio career. Keira, I'll have you know I'm pretty sick.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sick.
Oh, poor you.
I'm not actually sick. I'm nearly sick. I'm getting sick. I can feel it. You know that thing when you're getting sick and you have the odd cough and you frown and you pat your chest? It's like, oh, God.
That doesn't sound good. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it in my chest, Keira.
Cool.
I'm so pretty sick, Keira. I'm so pretty. Oh, you like this now. Don't interrupt me. I'm so pretty sick, right? I'm so pretty sick, right?
Go on.
That I did a COVID test this morning.
Okay, that's fair. That was responsible.
Up the nose.
Okay.
Sniffy, sniffy, twisty, twisty. All the way back, practically in my throat. I was looking for my brains back there with me long there.
I doubt you've ever.
That's just negative, did you?
We didn't find anything, no. No. Up all the way back, snorting the cotton bud. Yeah. The whole way back, I did the COVID. Do you remember COVID tests? Oh my God, it feels like years since we did it. I did a COVID test this morning. This is true. And I did the twisty, twisty back of the nose and I stuck it in the juice, in the COVID juice. Yeah. And I gave it a little shake and a twist. And
And then you squeeze it off.
And I squeezed it off into the COVID juice and I gave it a little shake there. Don't interrupt me now. You love this.
You like this now.
And I put the drops into it, into the COVID, you know, the little tray, the COVID tray.
Yeah, yeah. And you have the dropper thing, don't you?
Yeah, and then you've got your, as the three lines started filling out on the COVID test, you know, there's the three lines. There's the, you know, the three lines.
I do, yeah. It's 2 lines.
No.
It's 2 lines, right?
It's 2 lines on the COVID test.
Because if it's 3, you're pregnant. No, I'm not.
If it's 3. There's 3 lines. There's the test line.
Hang on a second.
There's the, you've got your...
Should we leave the show?
There's the test.
Do you have COVID or not?
There's the line that says the test has worked. Yeah, it's confirmed. Yeah, the whatever. What is the balance line? What is it? The
Whatever. The
sure.
The control line.
The control line.
Yeah.
That's the first line. Then the second line is the you've definitely got COVID line. And mine was the third line. It was the would you go on or that with your COVID line? The third line says it literally tuts.
Is and, that what that
and
is?
It says would you go on or that with your COVID? There wasn't even a hint of COVID.
Right.
But guys, I am pretty sick. I'll have you know.
If you are testing yourself for COVID, do check the packaging and all the instructions will be there.
They're all there. Right, what are we looking at this weekend? Keira, there's loads out. Oh my God.
Big one in the cinema this weekend, Inside Out 2. So 9 years later, there is a sequel to the Oscar-winning and heart-tugging Inside Out.
This is the all the emotions in the girl inside in the girl's head.
Riley's head, yeah.
All right, they made a sequel. I had no idea there was one in the works. Have a listen.
Our little girl's growing up so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
Are you feeling all right?
I know change is scary, but let's do this.
Hey, Riley.
But we need new friends or we'll be totally alone in high school.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you.
You can't just bottle us up.
We are suppressed emotions.
Let Operation New Riley begin.
Come on. Riley needs us.
Steered you wrong before.
Many times.
You aren't packed yet? Riley, what's wrong?
I'm too gross to go to camp or anywhere ever again!
Oh, I know what this is.
Well, right. That's a preview of the next 10 years.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. So if you remember Inside Out 1, joy, sadness, anger, fear and disgust are all in Riley's head. And now we meet Riley and she's 13 years of age. And guess what has happened, guys? Puberty has happened.
Don't say it, puberty.
Yep.
It's arrived.
Yes, and so has many different emotions that you could associate with puberty. So you see anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui have arrived into Riley's control centre in
Very
her head.
Very ennui.
Ennui, like...
Like the handball.
Yeah, no, I know. Ennui, anyway, also played by a French person, by the way.
Wait, that's interesting, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That's the correct pronunciation.
Well, it's a French word.
It?
Yeah.
Ennui.
So, yeah, so
what does it mean?
Ennui means kind of boredom and sort of apathetic with life and a bit, not quite depressed, but you know, a bit low.
I've never used the word ennui
before. Well, you shouldn't because you're not pretentious.
Thierry Ennui, the most hated man in Ireland for a time, leading to those Euros. Was it World Cup qualifiers?
Kerry, he's pre-sick, don't mind him.
Oh, right. Okay, anyway, Riley is 13, she's hitting puberty and she's going away to an ice hockey camp with her two friends where she discovers that her two friends are going to a different school that September and anxiety takes over the emotions.
Okay.
And so it's up to Joy and all the other emotions to try and get to the back of Riley's mind so she can rediscover her sense of self.
What kind of business did Inside Out 1 do? Would we have preferred another Toy Story in place of a sequel to Inside Out? I mean, was it...
It doesn't come close to Inside Out 1 for me. Okay. I think that anxiety, the character, took over the movie too much. But I've talked to other people about this and they're like, well, Kira, that's what happens. We need to talk about anxiety. But just for me, there was kind of a little bit too much anxiety in the movie and not enough the funny parts, because it's very, very well written. It's extremely clever. There's a sequence where I do think there's going to be an Inside Out 3, because in Riley's mind, her deepest, darkest secret appears and goes back into the vault and says, not yet. So I'd imagine her deepest, darkest secret is going to be revealed in Inside Out 3.
We're being teased for a threequel. I'm trying to remember, Inside Out, was that the one where the elephant made me cry?
Yeah. I bawled my eyes out crying 9 years ago watching Inside Out.
Was that in the little trolley or something? They're trying to escape from something and he was...
Oh, the balls and the trolley and the you go on with helmet.
Yeah, oh, it... But you know what? I didn't cry once. So either my heart is just really hard now. But I did think it was very, very clever and I thought it was really well written. And there was just some really... There's an emotion called nostalgia in it, and I think nostalgia should get its actual own movie, because every time they rolled nostalgia out, it was very, very funny.
Mad Frogs. The DuckTales theme tune.
Dan Bars.
Yeah. Kimberly Mikado's at your granny's.
Yeah.
Bourbon Creams.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze's.
Sure.
Vianetta.
Right.
Weighing out sweets. Like a quarter bag of sweets.
Do you remember those?
Humbugs.
In a brown paper bag. Yeah. Inside Out 1 made $858 million.
And won an Oscar for Best Animated Feature.
They had every reason to make a follow-up. Mm-hmm.
No, fair enough, that's fine.
But why it took 9 years is kind of beyond me. But anyway, I think adults are going to love this. I think kids are going to love this. And I think, if you're going to the cinema this weekend, I don't know what age group of a child to bring it to. Because my friend was talking about bringing her 7-year-old. And I was like,
Yeah, you're talking about more older, not necessarily adult, but older themes. And certainly with anxiety.
Yeah,
sure, it's something worth talking about. But is it worth talking about in a Pixar film?
You know, there wasn't enough kind of like funny and touching moments for me, like Inside Out 1.
Fair enough. Here's some news for you. Moana 2 is going to be out in about 5 minutes. And we get a little small round of applause for spreading some joy this afternoon. Some joy. It's all about the spreading the joy. We're having the time of our lives, living our best lives, enjoying ourselves. And can you believe they let us on the radio every day? Dermot's over there, 0874 100 102. Dermot?
Hi, Ray. Sorry to hear you're feeling a wee bit iffy today.
Do you know what? I'm feeling iffy the last couple of days, Dermot. Did I tell you I'm pre-sick?
Really? No, you never mentioned
it. I'm not actually properly sick yet.
Right.
But I know I'm getting sick. I have that feel. I'm pre-sick. Thanks, Dermot, love. I think you're the only one giving me a little bit of sympathy this afternoon.
Damn that COVID. Just to say hi. We're on our way to the airport, heading off to Budapest to see Coldplay.
Dermot, I may have been just a little bit sick before, but now I need to be admitted to the accident and emergency department in my nearest hospital.
You're on the way out.
Dermot, I'm horrified. I'm beyond sickened. Going to Budapest to see Coldplay live.
It sort of feels like his wishes of goodwill towards you about your illness are kind of an afterthought, and he mostly got in touch to say he's off to Budapest.
He has couched his braggadociousness in a kind wishes about you getting sick. Hiya, sickness, whatever. By the way, I'm going to Budapest to see Coldplay.
So if you could say hi to the girls, Eliana and Nessa and myself.
Eliana, Nessa and Dermot, shout out to you. Happy travels, safe flight. And my God, that would be amazing.
By the way, Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Right, Bridgerton, Kira's here.
Yeah, this is the second part that everyone has been waiting for, and it is about Penelope and Colin and their impending engagement. And also, the background, is Colin going to find out that Penelope is actually Lady Featherington? Featherington, there's a huge twist that obviously I'm not going to tell you. But yeah, Penelope and Colin get it on. Nicola Coughlan gets it on with
Colin. Yeah, I thought Bridgerton had come back, but it...
It did.
Right.
Yeah, so
but
the
this
first
was like
part.
A month ago or more,
yeah,
was it?
So it was the first kind of four episodes, and now it's the last kind of episodes to finish off this particular season in Bridgerton.
This is what you were discussing last week. Make us wait another month and spend another month on our Netflix subscription. It's the second half then of Bridgerton season three. Have a listen.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Is it?
Something wrong?
Seems as though every Bridgerton was born to attract notice. For some of us, notice is very slight.
If a husband is what you seek, let me help you. Are we not friends?
Friends.
Sorry.
She's not
I meant to say
friends.
Lady Whistledown.
Whistledown?
Lady Whistledown. Who's... And the true person behind Lady Whistledown is to be revealed in these next couple episodes.
But there is a Featherington as well, isn't there?
There is. She's Penelope Featherington.
Oh, Nicola Coughlan. Nicola is.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Love Nicola. I've interviewed her a couple of times. She's an absolute sweetheart. And there's something about her energy and her enthusiasm and seeing her doing so... she's from Galway. Maybe it's a West of Ireland thing. Seeing her do so well on the international stage. Derry Girls, I've got a weird sort of... little sister feeling towards her.
Yeah, she's
by the way, I don't have. I barely know the girl. I've met her a couple of times. She's brilliant. I'm delighted for her.
Yeah, no, she's brilliant, and she really comes into her own. This is obviously, you know, the season all about her. Really, you know,
right? Is there
are some raunchy scenes though.
I mean,
there are some raunchy scenes, guys. I will tell you that. But yeah, I mean, that's all I can say. Really,
you can't say anything other than in Bridgerton, the last bit is on, and you get it on Netflix this weekend. Let's do one
today,
more.
Today, it's out today.
Oh, it's today, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Netflix then. Right, check it out there. This is The Boys. It's back as well. This is the Amazon Prime series based on.
Oh, I love this so much. It's so dark and twisted.
It is dark. It's very gory.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very gory.
It can be very full on as well.
Yeah.
There was a Gen V, which was designed to sort of keep us interested in The Boys.
Which
the
was really good as well. I loved that series.
This is the fourth series of The Boys, starring Keith Urban. Have a listen.
This country is corrupt beyond repair. So we got to save it.
It's not going to be easy. We'll have to do some terrible things.
For the greater good.
You'll no longer be beloved celebrities. You will be
wrathful gods.
What's insane is that our solution to every problem is murder. Violence isn't brave.
Violence is power.
That's a spirit jam.
Who wants a creamy, delicious milkshake?
If we're ever going to win against monsters, we need to start acting human.
Oh, lads, it's back.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So do you remember last season there was kind of a head-popping soup called Victoria Newman?
Yeah.
Well, she is a stone's throw away from getting into the Oval Office, and it's up to Billy Butcher and the boys to stop her. But if you remember, Billy Butcher has just 6 months to live.
Mm-hmm.
So is that going on as well? There's two new additions to The Seven. There is firstly Sage, and she is the smartest person in the world. So Homelander kind of hires her to help him. And then there is Firecracker, who is a self-interested conspiracy theorist who absolutely hates Starlight, Annie.
Yeah, it's probably worth giving anyone who's never watched it before a little bit of the backstory. The gist of it is like the Avengers. It's a superhero team, right?
It's so bad.
But the world is more real than you would see in comics.
Yeah.
So instead of them being true and just superheroes, instead they're horrible. They're like celebrities. They're self-serving. They have PR.
Dangerous.
They're dangerous. They've got PR teams and they're corporately controlled. That's the gist of it. And it turns out that these superheroes that we all watch on movies and on TV, and they're in this part of this superhero group called The Seven. It turns out they're really horrible and rotten, but they want to take them down.
Yeah, it's a social commentary on America and how divided America is at the minute as well, and it's brilliant satire. A-Train is beginning to lean a little bit left. A-Train is the guy who can run really, 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 really fast. And then there's The Deep, who is just the messed up dude who is having a weird relationship with an octopus. I know how that sounds when I say it, and I can't... And
it's every bit that... It's every bit that
I can't give you a 5-season recap or whatever. Now, I am happy to hear, though, The Boys is due to finish in series 5.
The next one.
And it is getting to that stage, and I love these decrepit characters, I really do. But there is a hint, and I watched the first maybe 4 episodes of it just getting a little bit tired. Like, the will they, won't they kill Homelander thing has been going on now for 4 seasons. You've got Billy Butcher, who's sick. What are they going to do with him? I'm beginning to lose interest in the characters, but it's still as dark and shocking sometimes when you're watching it, and gruesome. So if you're that way inclined, you know, if you're a little bit, if you get nauseous, let's say.
Yeah, it can be very full on.
It can be very full on.
It is very, very good. If you haven't seen it yet, I'm actually jealous of the fact that you haven't seen it. And the first 3 just came out this morning on Amazon Prime, and the rest will be dropped every week. Ciara King, darling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. That's
I hope
the boys.
You get better soon, right?
I need to get sick first, because I'm pretty sick. Then I need to get sick, and then I need to get better. Text 0874 100 102.
Just on your pre-sick status, actually, Ray. Kieran's in Galway. He's been in touch. He says, Ray, if pre-drinks are prinks, what's pre-sick? Now, I'm not good with words. Do you know?
Prinks. Could I be described as... What? Could I be described...
What?
Would anyone...
No.
In good conscience, ever describe me as the word that could be used for the single word that could be
I'm
used.
I'm not seeing it.
Ray Foley.
Guys, it doesn't track.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.